pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is Hump Day Wednesday, May 27, 2026 edition. Want to remind you that we had some bad news over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Richard Davis, the owner of the property that we've been using to host our Fun Shoe Pig Roast in Antrim County, elderly gentleman got in an accident, broke his back. They have him scheduled for surgery. They needed some time to let things attempt to heal on their own. They did not. He's going in for this surgery. I've never even heard of this before. They're going to inject some glue and basically fuse his spinal column, the broken vertebrae in his back, into a large fixed mass that will help him be able to stand up. He hasn't been able to walk for a few weeks, so we would ask that you keep him and his doctors in your prayers. Great patriot here in Antrim County. But the families decided that the pavilion, 57 acres, the gun range, cutting the grass, doing all the things that he does, loves to do out there, is reached its end. And as a result, they're going to put the property up for sale, and we will no longer be having the Fun Shoe Pig Roast out there on Muckle Road in Central Lake. For those of you who already purchased your tickets, I believe I've gotten refunds to all of you. If you haven't received your refund yet, email notification, send me a text message. I believe we've refunded everybody, but if for some reason I missed you on the list, just send me a text message and I'll make sure I send you the refund. But again, we had you mark your calendars, third Saturday in July, July 18th, Antrim County, Fun Shoe Pig Roast. Well, it's over. The venue is going to be sold, and I greatly appreciate and thank Richard Davis for everything he's done for us over the years. But that particular event, we're going to have to find another place for it. So greatly appreciate him doing it for us again. Keep him in your prayers. Surgery, I believe he said, is scheduled for sometime next week. And again, I've never heard of this type of procedure, but evidently they've assured him that this will work. Once the glue sets, His spine will be able to withstand his body weight. He'll be able to get up and walk. He hasn't been able to walk for a few weeks now, and muscles are starting to atrophy. And basically, great guy, great patriot. Ask that you pray for him and his doctors. Hope that it works and that he continue fighting the good fight. But we have a story coming from Lansing in the next segment that I definitely want to get to you guys, talk about, get your reaction to it. It's something that we absolutely, very interesting story coming out of Lansing, Michigan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Wednesday. Kind of an interesting development coming out of the courts. Federal appellate panel affirmed the dismissal of Right to Life of Michigan and Concerned Parents lawsuit challenging the state constitutional amendment providing the right to an abortion in Michigan, which changed our state constitution, known as Proposal 3. In an unpublished opinion from the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge John K. Bush, the panel held that the plaintiffs lacked standing to sue. Does that sound familiar? This is the exact same opinion that many of the judges and courts used back in the day to basically stop the lawsuits regarding the 2020 stolen election, where President Trump won and defeated Joe Biden, but yet we had to deal with 4 years of Biden in the Oval Office. Why? Because every single case was thrown out due to lack of standing to sue. Now, how is it that Michigan residents, concerned parents, and an organization, Right to Life of Michigan, where their entire board, all of their officers, every single person that's on their payroll lives in the state of Michigan. Lack of standing to sue. Noting that they failed to show their alleged harms were caused by state officials or could be remedied by the court. Listen to what this judge wrote. Quote, the primary allegation against the governor and the attorney general is that each is generally responsible for executing Michigan laws. This type of general allegation cannot support the plaintiff's standing because a state official's general authority to enforce state law cannot satisfy traceability in the absence of allegations about what the official has done, is doing, or might do to injure plaintiffs. The panel held that the plaintiffs needed to plead more, quote unquote, as they hadn't pointed to a single threatened or actual enforcement action coming from Governor Gretchen Whitmer or the Attorney General Dana Nessel. Likewise, the panel held claims against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, quote, fare no better, end quote, as the plaintiffs didn't allege Benson had enforcement responsibility, nor had they provided adequate facts to show that an alleged injury is again traceable to her actions. Well, last October, U.S. District Judge Paul J. Maloney sided with the Attorney General's office argument that Right to Life of Michigan lacked legal standing to bring the lawsuit. Right to Life, anti-abortion organizations, parents, and Republican lawmakers filed the suit back in November of 2023, seeking a declaration that the constitutional change that was driven and voted on by the people of the state of Michigan, known as Proposal 3, violated the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, and in fact is unconstitutional. They argued that the constitutional amendment harms the standard of health care, medical providers, and reduces legal protections for women in Michigan. Well, basically, the federal appeals panel dismissed the lawsuit. Now, if they want, their only recourse would be to appeal it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Let's see if they plan on doing that. Pretty interesting story. And again, something that was put on the ballot and voted on by the people of the state of Michigan. I believe it passed with like 56% of the vote. Well, we'll see if this goes to the United States Supreme Court. We'll continue to follow it. And when it, if and when it does, we'll let you know. On Mackinac Island, Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce and Glenn Gariff Polling Company released a poll yesterday on the island showing that 45.8% of the voters believe that the state is on the right track. On the right track. Only 45% of the voters believe that. Well, that means basically 54.2% thinks it's on the wrong track. But you see, they don't want to say it that way. The political breakdown of the right track was much larger, with only 16.6% of Republicans and 69.8% of Democrats believing the state is on the right track. Only 69.8% of Democrats? So what you're saying, basically, if you do the math, 30.2% of Democrats believe it's on the wrong track. That's almost a third. When basically you've got 83.4% of Republicans saying we're on the wrong track. Well, overall, the state of Michigan is much lower in comparison to the country. Strong Republicans believe that the nation at 78% is on the right track. Democrats only believe 28.5% is the country on the right track. When it comes to economics, 36.8% believe Michigan is on the wrong track. The economy for the state, definitely on the wrong track. The reasons given by most of the people polled as to why the state's on the wrong track: 25.2% because of inflation, the price of fuel and food. 13.9% because of unemployment numbers. 12% because of taxes or government spending. 9.5% saying wages are still too low based on prices. And specifically, 6.6% simply because of the price of gasoline. Pollsters were told 73.5% of the people believe that they're doing better or the same. 17% said definitely better. 56.5% staying the same. 26.1% said they're doing worse. Now, here's some interesting numbers with regards to the future. 60% see that the signs that the economy is weakening. 47.2 saying there's no recession on the horizon. 12.8% says we are already in a recession. Going forward, next year, 41.8% of the respondents believe that there will be a recession. blue-collar workers had an increase about their concerns. 41.9% concerned that there will be a recession. Well, one of the points that was presented at the Mackinac Policy Conference was a panel put together by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce called The House is on Fire. The idea was put forward that Michiganders did not know about the structural problems that were being faced as a state. 58.8% were not aware that our fourth grade reading scores, 44th in the country. We are in the bottom six states when it comes to fourth grade reading. And of those people polled, almost 60% weren't even aware of it. 75.2% were not aware that Michigan had dropped from 16th all the way down to 39th in the country when it comes to per-person income over a 25-year period compared to other states. Well, Chamber President Sandy Brauru said, voters think we're about dead average in most of these critical rankings. But when they're told the truth, many of them are shocked. 81.2% believed that both sides needed to work together to solve the fourth grade reading problem. 84.4% said both sides need to work together to solve the per-person income problem. Well, I'm going to stop the story right here. We've got some industry individuals that are making statements in this story. The problem is leadership. The governor, the Senate controlled by the Democrats, and until the 24 election, January 1st, 2025, Democrats had control of the House. That trifecta that we dealt with, the Democrat governor controlled the House and the Senate for years 23 and 24, has led to these problems. Not fixing education. Not fixing literacy. Not creating the environment for developers, housing, and jobs to come back to Michigan. Per person income is tied to supply and demand. When you've got more job opportunities than you have people, wages go up. We don't have the jobs. One of the reasons we don't have the jobs is because we don't have the housing for the employees to live in. This is an absolute leadership failure. And it's happened under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We'll get to these other private sector individuals making comments. Mackinac Island, Bound the Hour News. We'll be right back.